Good morning. Good morning, ACB Radio. We're glad you could join us this morning for our annual worship service. And this morning, we would like to open with a word of prayer to get things undergoing. So if you'll please bow with me. Dear Heavenly and Gracious Father, we come to you this morning. We come to you at the end of a fantastic weekend that we have had here in Indianapolis, Indiana. The ACBO, ACBO and ACBI groups have joined together, and we've had such a fantastic time seeing old friends, meeting new ones. But dear Heavenly Father, we just come to you at this time, and we thank you for your blessings. We thank you for your comfort. Dear Heavenly Father, just be with us. Forgive us of our shortcomings. And we just ask this all in your precious Son, Jesus' name. Amen. I'm Lori Woodall, and I have to the right of me
Jerry Coors,
and to the left of me
Deanna Austin.
And we are going to start out this morning with the group singing
How Great Thou Art.
How Great Thou Art. And we have some beautiful singers in this room. Annie Davis, Samantha. Us little people from down in southern Ohio, we can't pronounce nothing. And Chris McGee. And y'all can join in. Y'all know the song. So everybody just feel free to join in at any time. Thank you all. How beautiful was that? Fantastic singing this morning. You know, a couple of days ago, we had the privilege and enjoyment to go to the Indianapolis 500 racetrack And what a wonderful time that was, especially for somebody who had never been there before, like me. And heard about it my whole life, just had not had the opportunity. And we did have the opportunity on Friday, and what a wonderful time and a wonderful place to go. If those of you out there in ACB land ever get a chance to come to Indianapolis, please make that one of your stops. And they have a wonderful museum, and everyone was so helpful. But unfortunately, yesterday morning, the lady who had called the races for, I don't remember how many years.
Years.
But she passed away yesterday morning. Mary Holman George was 83 years young. And she would be the one, in case you don't remember, she would be, "Gentlemen and ladies, start your engines." Well, Deanna is going to read a thing about her that we found this morning. So here's Deanna.
Yes, so let's see. Yeah, she gave the commanding at the start of the 93rd running of the Indianapolis 500, and we're over the 100th running, so she had done it for many years. And she would say, "Lady and gentlemen, start your engines." And the Holman George family has been in the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for a long time. It was closed during World War II and then reopened, and that family has been very much a part. I'm privileged at home to have some Christmas cards from Tony Holman and some Indianapolis Motor Speedway glasses, because every year for Christmas they would give those out, and I worked with someone who gave some of those to me. So Mary Holman, she was longstanding, and I actually worked at the track for a few years when I moved here. And during one of the weekends, there was a dog on the track. And the safety crew had some difficulty corralling this dog. And I heard that Mary Holman took in the dog once they found it. So that is something that I heard. So we will remember her along with our others that we are remembering today. So there you go, Lori.
Thank you. At this time, we would like to think about those that we have lost during the past year. In Ohio, the lady was from the Medina chapter, Mary Keck, and from Indiana, Jerry.
Okay, so Indiana has several that we've lost this year. I'm going to talk a little bit about them and give you a few highlights and snippets. So James Clifford was born in 1927, passed away this year. He was from Kentucky, legally blind from birth, and he was educated at the Kentucky School for the Blind. He continued his education at the Cincinnati Bible Seminary, and he was an ordained minister. He was married, and he had 4 children. He also worked for Indiana Vocational Rehabilitation from 1966 to 1983, assisting individuals who are blind or visually impaired with employment opportunities. He was also the past president of the Indiana Association of Workers for the Blind. So that was James Clifford. A second person was Bill Henderson, William Henderson. He was from the Bedford area. He was born in March of 33 and passed away February. He was 84. He was married to Sonny, and they were married for many years. He was a U.S. Air Force veteran, and he was very involved in the Bedford area, real estate, a vice president of a bank, executive director of the Southern Indiana Development. He was a Mason, involved in several organizations, and a member of the South Central Association of the Visually Impaired, or SCAVI. And when he lost his vision, then people would see him walking around town. He was very, very funny. I had the privilege of knowing Bill as a veteran, and he was always cracking jokes and had a lot of funny things to say. And he also had two sons. So I will definitely miss Mr. Henderson. Our next one is Barbara Mangus Hopkins. Barbara Hopkins was born in March of 37, and she passed away in August. Barbara was actually somebody that I knew that she had worked with. She was a longtime diabetic and had actually worked with Lilly on, I think, some insulin. So she didn't see it here in any of the information, but I know she lived well longer than there was any expectation that she would. She was born in 1937, and she attended the Hair and Art Institute. Her devotion for art was contagious, continued to paint daily, even though she started losing her vision. Her motto was, enjoy life, keep painting, God bless, and don't give up. Now, Barbara, when she painted a lot, and then when she lost her vision, she went through voc rehab, and they got her a closed-circuit television or a CCTV, and she continued to do her paintings underneath the CCTV, and she did beautiful work. She also went to the rehabilitation center, and she was a lively one. And, you know, she would have been like in her late 70s when she went, and she got called into the director's office for her language being a bit colorful. And she would go, she would tell that story quite a bit, and I found that quite funny, since that was my old boss, but I thought it was pretty funny. She was just, she also, her support cane that she used, her red and white support cane, she even added art to that. She had some beading on her red and white support cane. So she was a joy. She passed away in October, and her service was at the art, it was at one of our art buildings, the art bank. And she made her memorial gifts out to Bosma Visionary, so our local blind rehab center. So you can see the impact that these services had on her. Marilyn Emerson was a member of ACB who was sighted. She was born in the 30s and departed in July. She attended public schools in Fort Wayne in Angola. She attended Tri-State College and University, married 67 years until she passed away. And she had four sons. She was very enthusiastic, longtime member, and someone involved in ACB, very enthusiastic volunteer and member of volunteered in several organizations. She also traveled to all 50 states and 28 foreign countries. And her children said she gave the greatest hugs, and that would be an honor of a mother to have given the greatest hugs. All right. Miss McCart, Oleta McCart, She is someone from Bedford, Indiana, born in 1931. She had married Buddy Lee, and then she also married Dale McCart. She went to the Indiana Beauty College and was the director for the house of the James Beauty College for over 25 years. She had three sons, and this young lady of 86 just passed away just a couple of days ago, so her service is going to be on Monday, so we can remember that family at this time. And then Richard Williams. Richard Williams was 90. He was from the Elkhart, Indiana area. He had married, had two sons, served in the U.S. Army during World War II. He had joined the staff of the Elkhart Truth as a business manager. And he was a member of several organizations, the Institute of Newspaper Controllers and Finance Officers, Broadcast Financial Management, the Organization for the Blind and Visually Impaired, ADAC, up in Elkhart, and of course a member of the American Council of the Blind. So these are individuals that Indiana has lost this year, and we shall remember them fondly.
Thank you, Deanna. You know, our theme this weekend was Race to Success.
You forgot Daryl Slaybaugh recently passed away.
Daryl Slaybaugh?
Yes.
From Stark County in Ohio recently passed away. I'm sorry, I did not get that name before. I beg your pardon. But anyway, our theme this weekend was Race to Success. And, you know, from the time that we take our first breath, we are on a race to success. And when we finish that race, Jesus will be waiting for us. And what a wonderful thought that is, that getting to know him as our personal Lord and Savior, you know, when your race is over, your life is just beginning anew with him. And what a wonderful, wonderful thought that is. And at this time, Jerry has a scripture reading that she would like to do.
This is from, I can't read it.
There we go.
I'll hold it. Okay. This is from Thessalonians. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose, so too will God, through Jesus, bring with him those who have fallen asleep. Indeed, we tell you this on the word of the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will surely not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself, with the word of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpets of God, will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. Let us all together say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you, Jerry. And, you know, we don't want to close out any service without asking if there's anyone here who does not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Don't waste another minute. Let today be the day. Come and talk to any one of us, and we will lead you in that simple prayer. And it's really as simple as ABC. Admit you're a sinner. Believe that Jesus is God's Son and he died for us. And commit your life to him. And at this time, we will ask, is there anyone who would like to give a personal testimony? Okay. Hearing none, we will go on to our final song, and it is a favorite, I think, of everyone's, and that is Amazing Grace. Does anyone have any final thoughts?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Just a moment.
You know, like what the woman yesterday said, you know, the Paralympian, how she, when she said, you know, how she accepted the disability as a gift. So many of us, including myself, so many times we feel like, life's not fair. Why do I have this disability? And, you know, we need to come to a conclusion of realizing that that's a gift from God. And it's hard. It's very hard. It's hard for me, too. But I find that, you know, this is something we need to press on.
Amen. Thank you.
May God bless each and every one of you and all of us, and may we have a safe journey home when this is all over later this morning. Be safe, be loved, and love with all your heart. Thank you.
Does anyone else have anything else? You know, we always have those little snippets of wisdom. But please be safe on your way home. Remember to love one another as Jesus loves us. Thank you. God bless.